Hello and welcome to this, the third in a series of four AAT podcasts designed to help you, a member in practice aspiring to run your own business, realise your goals and aspirations. My name is John Lawrenson and I am a financial and professional services advisor with BusinessLink. BusinessLink is a free business advice and support service that can be accessed via regional helplines, the internet and local advisors. For more information on what BusinessLink is all about and how it can help you, please download the first in this series of AAT podcasts. In part two of this series, I outlined the points you will need to consider to establish whether being self-employed is for you before going on to highlight the way forward from there. I now want to discuss what a lot of aspiring businessmen and women overlook or, at best, only pay lip service to, and that is their business plan. It's a real shame because a good, well-thought-out business plan is worth its weight in gold and it doesn't need to be complicated. A simple, concise business plan that is regularly reviewed and updated is all you need and is more meaningful than a complex, appendix-laden tome that is put onto a shelf to gather dust at the end of day one. First of all, let me define a business plan for you. A business plan describes the business, its objectives, its strategies, the market it is in, and its financial forecasts. A business plan is important for the business owner because going through the process of writing one helps to focus your mind on everything from where the business is going to be based through to where you are going to find your first customer. A business plan is also a blueprint for the future development of the business. Your plan should include an executive summary. This is an overview of the business you want to start. A short description of the business opportunity, who you are, what services you plan to offer, why and to whom. Your marketing and sales strategy, why you think people will want to become your client and how you plan to service their needs. The team, your credentials and, if appropriate, the credentials of the people you want to recruit to work with you. Your operations, that is your premises, your systems, your IT, etc. And your financial forecasts. This section translates everything you've said in the previous sections into numbers. And finally, appendices. So now let's have a closer look at each of these elements. The executive summary or overview. This will detail what your business is all about and should be in proportion to the overall plan, but no more than 2 pages long. It must be punchy and draw the reader in. Like the first page of a best-selling novel, it must make the reader want to know more, and if the reader is the person signing off that crucial funding loan or grant, make him or her want to say yes without having to ask a pile of questions, even if, and preferably if, those questions have already been identified and answered in the rest of the business plan. The description of the business opportunity, or what I prefer to refer to as the why, what, to whom, and why bit. This is the section where you will set out your vision and is what you will constantly review to see if you are on track as the months and years go by. That's the why bit. Start with basics like when and to whom, with background if buying out an existing business. Go on to highlight what will make your practice that little bit different. Keep it simple and avoid jargon. Your marketing and sales strategy. Start off by briefly describing the marketplace. Be specific. Don't detail the national market if you are going to be very local. Include your target customer base and a resume of your competition. Refer to changes in the marketplace, due perhaps to legislation or technology, as appropriate. Describe how you are going to create a market strategy that illustrates that you know your target customer needs. Detail your pricing policy and make sure it tallies with the numbers in your projections. Finally, detail how you are going to advertise and what types of media you are going to use and why, even if only by word of mouth or through simple networking. The team. Even if the team will be you, ably assisted by you, and you want to keep it this way, this section is very important as you will be illustrating how the team, i.e. you, will meet the challenges set by the business plan. Don't hide behind a bushel. Things that are obvious to the writer won't be to the reader unless they are detailed. Highlight your strengths, but don't ignore your weaknesses. Simply state clearly how you're going to address them. Bringing in BusinessLink at an early stage is an excellent way of addressing and overcoming weaknesses. Your operations. Location, location, location. Detail why you've chosen the place you're going to trade from, even if it is only your spare bedroom. Again, discuss the pros and cons and show how you are going to maximise the advantages of the pros while minimising the cons. Detail how the premises will accommodate the business as it grows and how you plan to deal with the problem of when it can't. Include timelines as to when you think you will have to move. Go on to show what support you will have. IT, include the software packages you will use and why you've chosen them. Who will answer the phone when you are not there? What about holiday cover? What about sickness cover? All these things need to be considered and built into your business plan. Financial forecasts. Use this section to talk the reader through the projections that will be included in the appendices. If any funding is required from a lender or source of grant funding, then you must include at least 2 years' cash flow projections. You also need projected profit and loss accounts together with the associate balance sheets for the same periods. These are essential. Detail all assumptions made and an explanation as to why they have been chosen. Finally, remember to include sensitivity analysis. For example, what happens if fee income is 10% down and costs 10% up? And lastly, don't forget, appendices. This is where all the projections go. Put a copy of your CV in this section. Include a copy of any marketing material for your chosen trade premises, as well as copies of any generic marketing material, if available or appropriate. Include any market research data you may have drawn up, as well as a list of sources you have referred to, as appropriate. Finally, if you have any testimonials, then these should be included here. And there you have it. Your business plan will be complete. It sounds oh so complex, doesn't it? But it isn't really. Just take it one section at a time, and like all complex processes, it will be very easy to do. And remember, this is where BusinessLink can really help with advice, ideas, and step-by-step business plan templates, all at your fingertips on the web or face-to-face via our specialist advisors. But wait, you might think I've overlooked something. What form of legal entity is your business going to take? Well, that's something we'll discuss next time. For now, thanks for listening. Download podcast number 4 for the concluding part of this short series in which we show you how to make your goals and aspirations to run your own business come to fruition.